gentlemen, we are back. We took a little hiatus. There was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. We live. Mm-hmm. Matthew is here.
That's right.
Mount Olympus is here.
Okay.
And the nightcap is back, baby. Matthew, how you been?
I've been pretty good. Like you said, a lot of stuff's been going on. A lot of change has been going on in life, but it's not really about me. How you been?
You know, just came back from a vacation.
Oh, yeah. You're in Jamaica, no?
Jamaica. Lovely time. It was very hot. A lot of stuff was going on. But it was a great time. You know, I was there for a wedding. The wedding was beautiful.
Okay.
It was worthwhile. But now we back to the business.
So, I just have a question.
Let's talk about it.
You took some time to, like, you know, we haven't had a nightcap episode in a while. So, yep. Like, why was that? What were you doing, Jamal?
I was getting everything ready.
What do you mean by getting everything ready? What's everything?
Mount Olympus as a whole. Okay. And if you guys don't know what Mount Olympus is, it is a project that I've been working on for a long time.
How long is a long time?
It was a year.
A year.
So you, a full year.
You took a year
to
put together this masterpiece.
Thank you.
Which is, if you haven't heard it, first off, you're sleeping.
You're sleeping.
Definitely sleeping.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, wake up.
It's time.
Second off, wow. All I have to say is, wow. It took you a year to put this together.
A year.
Wow.
A year of stress. A year of setbacks. Mm-hmm. A year of triumphs. Mm-hmm. A year of success.
Okay.
A year of sadness.
Okay.
A year of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just bottled up into Mount Olympus, what it became.
So my first question for you, good sir, is would you say that all of the trials and tribulations you went through over the year, would you say it was worth it?
Oh, 100%.
That's all that matters.
I would do it again and again because I feel like from the start to the finish, you just appreciate the finish.
Did you appreciate the finish, though?
People say I didn't.
Have you taken that time yet?
I think
you need to bask in that glory of what you created in that year. All those doubts, all those negative moments you had. Have you taken that time to put your whole album, all 13 songs, and just...
I didn't want to give you one or two or three or four or five. I wanted to give you a whole full body of work.
And it's not just you.
It's not just me.
That's which I appreciate, actually. I'm going to tell you. I appreciate the fact that you didn't just put an album of your tracks. You put other young artists out there to, you know, give them a stepping stone. Some of them already have a little bit of a career going on their, in their personal life, but like you were giving other people this opportunity to shine. It wasn't just all about All Mills. It was about, you know, Blackberry, Special K, all these people that, you know, are new to the scene. You're giving them some sort of stepping stone, which I truly appreciate. So I think, first off, congratulations on getting the whole thing done.
Thank you.
That's the first thing that needs to be said.
Thank you.
And second off, I admire the fact that you're giving this platform for people, not just yourself. Because most times when people drop something, it's just all, you know, 5 tracks, 10 tracks, however many tracks of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you didn't just give me you. You gave me you featuring so-and-so. You featuring this person. Then you even gave me tracks that weren't even with you on it.
So me and my boy... I got my boy Talon Ted. I hooked up with him that I wanted a certain sound and a cohesive sound throughout the whole project.
Okay.
And I was like, the only way that I can do that is if I seek out a producer that I like.
Okay.
And then we can work together to make the magic work.
That's smart.
It was a great partnership, a great talent. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
That's sick.
I got to shout out my boy Eric, too. He was the engineer.
Huge. Mastered it all.
Sick. Helped out some ideas. We hashed out some ideas. We brainstormed. At the end of the day, what Mount Olympus was supposed to be and what it is, is I wanted it to be a collaborative project. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like there's a lot of times out here, there's a lot of artists that just want a chance.
Yeah.
I felt like that working on this project. I feel like there was a lot of times where I would ask artists that I was interested in or like their music or anything like that. I feel like they never gave me a chance because of maybe I don't have the clout or maybe I didn't have a certain thing that they're looking for. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just didn't have music out already that they could, like, figure out where I'm trying to go. But I appreciate and acknowledge all the people that are on the project mm-hmm. that just believed. I just wanted someone to believe in me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show them that I believe in them. Mm-hmm. With the strength in numbers, we can create anything. There's power in strength in numbers.
That's deep.
We can make anything happen if we all put our heads together. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, Rome wasn't done by one person. Mm-hmm. The Eiffel Tower wasn't built by one person. Mm-hmm. The CN Tower wasn't built by one person. Mm-hmm. It takes a number mm-hmm. of people yep. to build a tribe.
Facts. I just want you to know before we continue that I might be taking over your show right now tonight because I'm just going to be asking you questions because realistically, these questions I can't answer, mm-hmm. so we can't really be going back and forth. But, you know, you can ask me some questions too, but I'm just going to be asking you questions such as...
Wait. Can we take our first commercial break? I want to play one of our tracks.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my favorite tracks on the project...
That's going to be my next question. Good.
What, the favorite track?
Yeah, what was your favorite track?
My favorite track... Personally,
do you have one specific like all-time favorite or you have like a group?
Let me think. The first track, we can go into that question.
Okay.
But the first track that I want to play tonight.
Yes.
I want to play King.
That's huge.
I want to play King because I feel like that's one of the tracks that are super slept on.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying, please. Okay. That's all. Let's go. This is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. Matthew's here. We're just getting into it, baby. This is Mount Olympus, too. You heard? And we back.
Yeah. This is All Males, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great evening right now. We got Jimmy Ponroe in the studios. We got Eric in the studios. This is All Males, Olympus. We coming, man. I promise we coming. Yeah. I'm here to teach you the ropes, nigga. I'm what happens when you plan, nigga. Planting seeds in the Garden of Eden. Now we equipped, about to have a season. Like the Bible verses, there's a deeper meaning. In this game of life, I want the better seeding. Through my designs, I color out the lines. To retrieve lost time, you see the roly rhyme. Weight of it could break my spine, so I stay assigned to keeping careful of how a nigga keep his space aligned. See, suicide is a crime, it's meant to divide from the living energies that you feel inside. God, can you hear me as I'm screaming? Got my balance on my feet, so what's the meaning? Huh?
I don't remember if he was the only one. He was the pastor's son. Started off cool, never missed his school. Until all of his studies started breaking rules. Distancing himself from the AC crew. That was when Medici was still rolling through. Heard the study news this afternoon. King is dead and they say he took his life too. By saying the alright. I wanna shout out my boy Kevin Hart.
Facts.
We need to shout out Kevin Hart. He was in that
speedy recovery.
Yeah, he was in that serious car accident. He had to get back surgery and everything. That's no joke right yeah. there. I hope he's good. I hope we can see another special. Mm-hmm. I know nobody wants to lose Kevin Hart.
No.
Nah.
It's not his time.
It's not his time. He got a lot more to do. Mm-hmm. So prayers out to him and his family. But let's continue.
Continue. So King, that's what we just heard. We heard King. So now I'm going to ask you, you know, to kind of give me a brief description. You don't got to go into too many details about each track. And I'm literally going to go through each track.
Each
right
track?
Now. Each
okay,
track.
We can do that.
Each track. Brief. It don't got to be
yeah,
long.
Yeah, we can do All that. Right.
Track one, Only Your Love, I'm looking at it right now on Apple Music, and I'm seeing stars beside these tracks. Mm. Of your 13 tracks, you have 4 stars beside these tracks. Huge, by the way. First track, Star, Only Your Love, featuring Louis F. Hit me with your thought process, what it kind of the song means. Tell me about it.
So with Only Your Love, I felt like, especially like the intro of the song, mm-hmm. it had to be the intro of the project, because yeah. just how it comes in, it's just like boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom, like it starts right. We starting to heavy. Mm-hmm. But then what I wanted to do is that I wanted to start the project you bouncing, you dancing, because I feel like in this industry nowadays, the music nowadays, you can't even dance. Mm-hmm. We can't even bop no more.
Fair.
Everything's just like, rowdy, rowdy, rowdy. Nah, mm-hmm. let's just chill out.
Yeah.
Let's just vibe out. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to start off the project with, because I wanted to show you that we can still have fun out here.
And that's the feeling that I got when I heard that track for the first time. I was like, I haven't heard a track like this. And majority of your songs, I haven't heard music like this in a while. And this is what I've been missing. I don't know about everybody else, but me personally, when I was like, when I heard it, I was like, wait, when that beat hits, I was like, uh-oh. You have to move.
Yeah, you have to move.
You cannot listen to that like, track and just be like, all right, I'm just going
to
sit here.
Yeah, what kind of human is going to listen to that song and not move?
And not move? Not.
You guys don't have a conscience if you're not moving.
No, you're bouncing.
You're bouncing. And that's what the whole point was, because I feel like we don't dance anymore.
Facts.
Everybody's too cool in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's too cool. We just post up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just rowdy, rowdy, rowdy. I get mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. I love it too. But like, I miss dancing.
Sometimes I want to just bounce.
Sometimes I just want to bounce it out. Sometimes I just want to vibe out.
Yep.
That's it.
I like that. Solid, solid start.
Give a shout out to my boy Louis F.
Yes.
He's been holding it down since day one. I knew him for years.
Mm-hmm.
We started this music journey, I would say together. I think he started a little bit before me, but like, he's been my brother since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, he's always supported. I always supported him.
Mm-hmm.
And we will continue doing that. He's a part of Nuance.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to remember that Louisville is coming. Road to Louisville is out. He is very talented, and people sleep on him. And the future is very bright, and you guys need to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Louis F.
Are you going to tell us a little bit more about the track? Like,
it's about my girl and basically the beginning on how we started. It's just a little shout out to her.
So first track about your girl.
I ain't playing.
You ain't playing.
I'll let you know, Nick.
Wow. Okay. Track 2, also featuring Louis F. We got Ride.
Ride. So how Ride came about was, when I heard this beat, the first thing that came to me was like, we riding.
Mm-hmm.
We riding. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a song in my head that I can see I'm just driving down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And when I gave it to Louis, I kind of just had the idea, just do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what you do. I believe it.
And I think he killed that one too.
I think he absolutely killed it. And I feel like, again, that's another song that people are sleeping on. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to shout out Shay. Wherever Shay is,
mm-hmm.
she's the one that was in the that was on the phone call.
She was again.
Yeah, she's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate her for that. She's a singer too. I want you guys to check her out. She's no joke. We'll definitely work in the future. Shout out Shay. I got to always shout her out too, because even in our school days, she was always one of the people that I was closest to.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always talk about music. And she was one of the first people before I even did any music, before I recorded a track, even if I was doing stuff in my room, in my basement, and I just wasn't showing anybody. And I didn't even show her at the time, but she was always the one that was saying, Jamal, why aren't you an artist? Like, you have all these ideas. You always, like, you seem like you know what you're talking about all the time,
mm-hmm.
everything like that. And she always one of the people that would be like, yo, just do it. Let's do it. Da-da-da-da-da. So shout out Shay.
Cool. Track 3. Slide On.
What do you want to know about it? One of my faves.
What do you mean by Slide On?
You know what I mean, boy. Women know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Better slide on it.
Slide on this pole like it's magic.
Yes.
Okay.
I give you that imagery.
Jeez.
Magic City. Mm-hmm. Magic City is the club in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it's not a club. It's a strip club. And you know, slide on. You know, the strippers are sliding on the pole.
Deep.
Imagery. Obviously, I'm not talking about a pole. I'm sure you guys can like figure out what I'm talking about. Girls, give your boyfriend some love tonight, courtesy of all males. We can continue going and talk about that one. So slide on was kind of like the idea of, I kind of got the nostalgic feel on that one. So it's kind of like how I was when I was single.
Okay.
And like riding around trying to find girls with my guys, with my boys, and like just like the mentality I had, the mentality I had at the time, because with Mount Olympus 2, I kind of wanted it to be story-esque.
Yeah.
That you can listen to it from top to bottom, and like you can follow it.
More about Slide On. It's kind of a savage song.
Savagery, absolutely.
So would you say that your single life, you were just like a savage?
I wouldn't say I was a savage.
Okay.
I would say
you had a different mentality.
I would say that's fair to say. I had a different mentality.
Okay.
And would it be fair to say I just didn't care?
Fair.
I just didn't care. I just did what I did.
Make Up.
Let's play that one.
Good call.
Let's play that one.
Great call.
Make Up is actually one of my faves on the album as well. This is from my family, Alana. I want you guys to all know that she is very talented too, and she's coming. I promise you, she is coming. So this next track coming up is Make Up. This is All Mills. This is The Nightcap. This is Matthew. Mm-hmm. And we still here, baby. Let's go. All Mills. Slow jams. This next track right here is from my girl, Alana. This is Make Up, baby. Let's go.
We ain't talking like 2 days, and you hate the fact that I need space. Here we go again, replay. We running circles like relay. Falling back when you act fake. Niggas lying, then hearts break. You always show up in my place in like 12 days. New J's and a new fade, and your smile is brighter than your chain. Touche, wanna see how my legs shake. Cause you're sorry now, I'm like, no thanks. Got attitude and that shit stink, but I'm transparent. Fish tank and shit wasn't deep, but we still sinking. You dried off, but I'm still drenched. I go off, you hate that. I'm still me, but so frank, I'm here now. Don't waste that, it's not worth the regret. I hate it when we make up. Every time we fight, there's a breakup. Always sleeping on me. When you gonna wake up, gotta be on point like a shape up. Are you gonna shape up? Are you gonna change up? If you meet a new bitch, are you gonna shame us? Gotta know now, cause I don't like later. I don't wanna hate you. I don't like haters. You always choose when we war. I try not to be insecure. I just need to know that you're sure. Do you see a future or more? Thinking about what's in store. I really fuck with you. I wouldn't care if you sleep on the floor. Butterflies in me are soaring. I'm rapping this shit from my core. Hate to repeat myself. Don't need no course. Let me know when you get bored. Love shouldn't feel like a chore. So proud of how you matured. Hate when you challenge my morals. Either we fuck or we quarrel. Hope you don't think that I'm spoiled. I know your blood pressure boils. You know what you, you should lower your voice. Done cause you sick of my noise. Sucks but I respect your choice. Not gonna chase any boy, I'd rather sit on my toy. I use it to fill every void. I'm just still when I feel annoyed. You try, but it's never enough. You trust me with all of your stuff. You like how it's done, not enough. You know if you're a domino rough. Hit you when I figure it out. I just need time to make up. Give me some time to make up. Could've gave you so much love. I was trying to build you up. I was trying to build our trust. Then you had to fuck it up. Why you gotta fuck it up? Why you gotta run from love?
Talk about you.
What?
You see, you talk about what the fuck I did, what the fuck you done did.
I did what I did because you did what you did.
So you did it with a fucking.
Okay, I did what I did because you did what you did.
But what did you do?
What you mean what I did?
We are back. That was Alana with Make Up. We are still here. This is The Nightcap. And Matthew, you can continue.
I have a question. So I don't want to, you know, give away all the secrets behind every song. So I'm just going to pick out a couple songs.
Okay.
Okay? So I think my all-time favorite, and I've told you this many times, on this whole track or this whole collaboration project would be Lowdown.
Okay.
Can you give me a little brief description of the track? Maybe, you know, talk about it, like your mindset, like when you're writing it, like what it means, not necessarily to you, but like what it like means.
Okay. So Lowdown is a very interesting track because my verse and the hook of the song was done 2 years ago. So I was still in, it's probably like 2.5 years ago. I was in this is when I'm still in school. I'm just at home and I'm just doing my thing. So I remember I had that and I had the hook and the verse for the longest time. I didn't do anything with it. Nothing. Yeah. So Cassius Carter, he's another guy that I go way back with, high school days, everything like that. And I remember I sent it to him because I'm like, I remember I saw him one day and I was playing the songs. I'm like, yeah, these are just little things that I'm working with, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yo, what the hell? Let me get on this. So I'm like, all right. Like, I didn't really think I was going to have any features or anything on it. So I sent it to him. And I remember last year I went to Dominican. And when I came and right before I was going to go on that plane, he sent me his verse. So I'm listening to his verse in the sky.
Jeez.
So, and when I heard it, I'm like, oh, it's on. Oh. Well, we're serious now. So that's when I knew, I'm like, okay, we got to make sure this happens when I get back. So when I got back, we went to the studio and we actually, in the first session for Mount Olympus, he was there and we did Lowdown. Lowdown was a song that took the longest, that we had the most takes. Jeez. We probably had like 5, 6, 7 different versions of that song. And at first, Special K wasn't on it. So it was just me and Cassius Carter. And with that, I was like, nah, this song is not done. This song needs more. And I had an idea for the song. Because initially I wrote it. I had a person in mind to sing the track. But I didn't know if this person would do it. With time and conversation, I spoke to Special K. And Special K is a person that I knew I've known for a long time as well. And I always knew she was very talented. And I always wanted her to get on a track.
Hella talented.
So it was only a matter of time. And I knew, even if she didn't understand the vision at first, I believed that she was the one for the track.
And I agree. Clearly, she delivered. Wholeheartedly.
100%, she delivered.
And I love the fact that for me personally, this is my favorite track, and it took the longest. That means you took the time. And I feel like,
this one was rough.
I feel like
this one was super rough.
When I listen to this track, I almost hear how long it took you because it's so beautiful. And I'm just like, I know you thought everything out when it came to this track because
We dissected that.
Oh my goodness.
To the T.
Oh my goodness.
To the T. From the harmony at the end to Special K's part, her solo part. Jeez. To Kamoy's verse, to my verse, to even the beginning with the news intro. I'm trying to let people know that I'm from Brampton and that it's not always, there's always speculation about Brampton. Everybody's always making noise about Brampton. There's a lot that goes into Brampton.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give you different shades of Brampton.
And I did appreciate that intro. Because, like, it's funny because, you know, I used to live in Brampton. And everyone's thinking all these dumb things about Brampton all the time. But, like, if you live there, like, shit goes down.
Shit goes down and the news don't talk about it.
Exactly.
We don't get any acknowledgement about that stuff. And shit goes down around the corner.
Facts.
Like, across the street.
That was in our hood.
Literally.
That was in our neighborhood. You know what I mean? So, like,
that's across the street. That's a block away.
The first line you said was, cops always say, throw your hands up. Like, Like, that, to me, that spoke to me. And it's like, people don't think, because we come from Brampton, it's like, oh, you guys don't have that. You guys don't have, you guys have all a bunch of brown people. Da, da, da. Like, no, it's not just, like, Brampton is a diverse community.
Especially our neighborhood.
Especially Fletcher.
What? Crazy. Our neighborhood? Come on. There's plenty going on.
All the people that lived in Fletcher.
Shout out Fletchers, for real.
We were the real ones.
Shout out Fletchers.
We were the real ones.
From day one. Fletchers is a different world.
It's not a joke.
It's a different world.
It's not a joke. Like, trick-or-treating in Fletchers?
Oh, trick-or-treating in Fletchers. You don't understand. From one side, like, I call it new side of Brampton, old side.
Yep.
New side of Brampton, you don't know what's going on over there because we're so far from the highway.
Yeah.
We take 20 minutes to get to the highway.
Facts.
They don't understand.
Facts.
Like, shit goes down.
Shit goes down.
I'm not saying it's like fucking Compton or anything,
yeah,
but some weird shit goes down that nobody talks about. There's no news coverage, and you just have to scratch your head.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are from Fletcher's, they know.
Yep.
We know what's going on.
Yep.
Shout out Fletcher's again one more time.
Honestly, next track I want to talk about.
Just talk about it.
Is the gospel.
The gospel.
Now.
Another.
Huge.
Another one that was strictly Brampton. That's what we talking about.
You went way back. I gotta be honest with the audience here, and
way back.
I heard that track before most people did, I would say. And
one of the first people to hear it.
And first off, I appreciate that. That's number one, I wanna say that. Second, I gotta be honest. Jamal, myself, and Blackberry, aka J O Bang, were in the whip. All Mills shows us the track. He's like, yo, I got to play a track. You know, we're chilling.
Wasn't done.
He's like, this is what I got so far. You played
I had the first verse.
The beginning stages of the gospel. And I literally was crying. I cried.
People don't understand it.
I cried. That's how deep that track was.
I feel like
was.
People are sleeping on that, like, one, too.
They need, like, this goes back to all the
deep.
People
it's
that
deep.
From Herb Campbell.
Yeah, they don't. It's deep.
That was elementary, grade 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for most of us. You know what I'm saying? If you were there in that era, that song should speak to you. That song, it was magical. I loved it.
Shout out Ricardo.
Oh, jeez.
He's the guy that we were talking that I was talking about in the song.
Oh,
he
man.
Passed away when we were in grade 7.
Grade 7.
And that was a serious blow.
Holy.
To the whole school.
And the thing is, for me, that brings me so much happiness is the fact that I'm not going to lie, I haven't heard Ricardo's name or thought about him in years. So when I heard that, and
so
you
it's
said
like
that,
dormant.
It was just like, wait, oh, Ricardo, tears. You cry. You get literally getting chills right now talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, you were able to bring that back to life and, like, bring that memory back and, like, not make it a negative thing and be like, you know what I mean? You spoke gospel, essentially.
I spoke the gospel.
You spoke the gospel. And, like, that, to me, that touched me. That's track two for me. Like, I was just like, damn, this is some
Thank
shit.
You.
So you gotta let me know. You also mentioned Colin in there.
Yes.
I didn't know him personally.
Yes. So
the high school with him at the
another,
talk about.
Another thing, another person I was discussing in the song was Colin. He passed away when we were in grade 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another serious blow because he was a part of the friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was a close guy. Like, you see him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Always happy-go-lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then, he's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, gone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out his twin sister,
mm-hmm.
Colleen. Like,
mm-hmm.
You can only imagine
yeah.
if you have a twin and now they're gone.
Facts.
Like, no. Shout out Colin. And the thing is that always resonated with me with that situation is that another thing that people don't know is that this guy Colin, he was buried literally walking distance from my house.
Jeez.
So you can imagine, like, literally I'm at the funeral and I walked home.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine I'm driving past that every day.
Yeah.
So you can't forget that.
You can't forget that.
That's and it's not even like it's dormant in your mind. No, it's at the front all the time.
Yeah.
And you can, like, how I see it, death is real. Life and death is real. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's on your doorstep. The gospel is a serious song, and I feel like I had to talk about Nipsey in that one too, because
mm-hmm.
that was another guy that spoke to me through his music. And, like, when I went to LA last year, I saw him in real life flesh to flesh, like right in his face. Mm. And then I always had the idea when I came back from LA, I was like, yeah, this won't be the last time I see him. Mm. And then a few months later, he's dead. Crazy. Like, come on.
Crazy.
Come on, man.
That track honestly made me rethink how I look at life in general. You can't take people for granted. Can't take situations for granted. You gotta, you know, truly appreciate the life we live. Because honestly, don't really
take it for granted.
At the end of the day, we take it for granted.
We think we're invincible. Like we're gonna be here forever.
Mm-hmm. But we're not.
And like all the people that you grew up with and everything, they're not gonna be here forever.
Facts.
You got to, like, that's the thing. You got to give the flowers when they're here. You have to. I'm not saying you got to praise them every single second of the day, but, like, let them know. Let your homies know. Yo, I appreciate you. Let your girl know. Yo, I appreciate you.
I love you.
Just I love you. Just let people know that. Facts. Because at the end of the day, sometimes it's rough out here.
Facts.
And you don't know what people are going through.
Facts.
You don't know. You don't know what people are going through. So just the little support, the little love, that could go a long way. And the thing, like, the reason why I don't think I ever had this conversation, but it was kind of weird that those were the two people in my life, especially early on in my life, that passed away. Because I remember when Ricardo died, it hit me in a different way because this guy died because of an asthma attack.
Yeah.
I have asthma.
You have asthma, yeah.
Like, I remember when I told my dad the story, when he picked me up, this guy started crying. Yeah. I've never seen my dad cry.
Jeez.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then when I went to high school, I'm like, when I met Colin, I'm like, yo, this guy reminds me of Ricardo.
Jeez.
Like, what?
Jeez.
Just how Ricardo was always playing, like, just a happy spirit.
Yeah.
Colin was the same way.
Yeah.
And then he was the one?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I may get into little beefs with people, with my boys here and there, arguments, debates, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate them. Mm-hmm. And I try to tell them in various ways that I do appreciate them. Matthew, I appreciate you. Blackberry, I appreciate you. Everybody that was on this project, I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity.
Hug your loved ones.
Hug them.
Hug them. Let the people know close to you, yo, I appreciate you. I love you. If you don't want to be all lovey-dovey and sentimental, just be like, yo, send them a positive message.
Yeah,
you're doing good. Yo, keep it up.
That's it.
Let them know. Recognize it. You gotta be there for your people. You can't be holding on to this animosity and this hate all the time. You got to keep it moving.
It's gonna eat you alive at the end of the day.
Because you could be beefing with somebody one day, knock on wood. The next day they're gone. You still going to be beefing with them?
No.
Or you're going to wish you said sorry.
Exactly.
And you guys, you know, had that reconciliation.
And nobody wants that regret at the end of the day.
Thank you. You don't want to live with that.
You don't want to live with that. But I said what songs I want to be playing. Mm-hmm. But this is the last song for this episode. So you let me know. What song do you want to hear, Matthew?
I was going to say Lowdown. But I actually want to hear Freaky Tonight.
Okay. Freaky Tonight, featuring Special K and Blackberry. Yes. Shout out Blackberry.
Shout out Special K too.
Shout them out.
They're my homies. I appreciate them. And I feel like that track needs to get some traction.
Definitely.
Definitely some traction because I'm trying to get Freaky Tonight.
I feel you, buddy. Same here. But yes, let's go into that right now. And I also want to explain that song after.
Sounds good.
But let's get into it. This is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. Matthew's here.
I am.
Mount Olympus is live.
Yep.
If you guys haven't listened to it yet, you guys are doing a disservice to yourself.
Yeah. Wake up.
Wake it up. Let's go.
Baby, I see you calling. I'm going to call you right back.
Baby.
But first, this is the last song of the night, and this is for you. Let's go.
Come with me. Let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. Let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. Come with me, let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. Come with me, let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. I got my slow jams on, I'm a smooth little nigga. If they ain't paying me, dog, I'm in when I'm a jealous. About to shut this shit down like they did to the sellers. Me and my niggas, I like the good fellas. You wanna be with me, you better hold on. Black women, please, you gotta be strong. What you go through, you gotta go through.
these ashy niggas try to play you. Don't let these ashy niggas try to play you. Don't let these ashy niggas try to play you. Don't let these ashy niggas try to play you. Don't let these ashy niggas try to play you. Why you always call yourself a bad bitch? Why you always wanna be hood rich? Why you always shitting on these niggas? And why you always putting down these women? Why you keep having all these children? When you know damn well you only in it for the check. You have no standard dogs, you only in it for the sex. What your mama gonna say when you swimming in the dead?
Yeah. You know you gotta stay moisturized. You can't be dealing with these ashy niggas out here. It's cold. It's a cold, cold world. But I need a warm world. Why you smiling at me? Stop smiling at me like that. Why you smiling? Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Come with me, let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. Come with me, let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. Come with me, let's get figured tonight. Hey, let's get figured tonight. Let's get freaky tonight. Hey, let's get freaky tonight.
I got my slow jams on.
Are back. This is the Nightcap. This is Matthew. That was Freaky Tonight featuring Special K and Blackberry. And can I just want, just before we get into another question, mm-hmm. I just want to explain that one as well. Mm-hmm. That song I wanted to end off just like I started off, mm-hmm. dancing. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I wanted this album. I want you to get all emotions because I'm a human. Mm-hmm. I'm not always just about the turn up. I'm not always sad. Sometimes I gotta speak the truth. Mm-hmm. I gotta speak the truth in Freak It Tonight. Mm-hmm. But we still bopping, baby. Yep. We still having fun. We still vibing.
Yep.
Like, that's what I'm trying to bring back to the music. I want people dancing again. Mm-hmm. I want people vibing again, having a good time, positive energy. Mm-hmm. It's not always about fucking your bitch.
Preach.
Get your own girl. You heard? Get your own girl. That's it. Let's continue.
What do you have in store next? What's next?
Well, you know I can't give you all the secrets.
No, I don't want all the secrets, but like, can the fans?
We got more coming.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
More coming very soon.
Okay.
We got music videos coming soon.
Music videos.
We got music videos coming soon. I want you guys to know that this is not a game.
Oh my God.
I'm not in here trying to play around. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make a statement that we in this bitch. Mm-hmm. Mount Olympus is here. All Mills is here. This is only the beginning. I keep on saying this is the beginning of forever, and I believe it.
Damn.
We ain't playing. This is only going to be the first project.
So we can expect more projects.
Oh, absolutely. More projects, more songs, more videos.
We're getting a music video. I appreciate that.
We're getting plenty of things.
I appreciate that.
I want you guys to know that you can expect a lot because I put a lot into this, and we're making sure that this is long lasting.
We're going to keep it moving.
We're going to keep it moving.
Jeez. Actually, I just took in, I'm actually on a small portion of the track. For those of you who haven't heard Mama, huge track.
Yeah, like huge, that's another track that I don't, obviously self-explanatory.
Very.
My grandmother passed away. She was a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. And I need, like, there's no way in hell I was doing this project without doing a song for her.
If you guys appreciate the full track and,
yeah, listen to the whole thing.
The whole thing, because you let the beat ride out. And that's a solid beat, by the way.
Yes.
I love that beat.
The reason why I wanted to make it ride out like that, because I want you to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to feel it. Like, I want, like, in my head, I have the live band behind me, mm-hmm. and they just going in. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, band, break it down, baby. Mm-hmm. And I just walk off, and mm-hmm. they just do their thing. Mm-hmm. And you just feel it.
Yep.
I just want you to feel that.
Because once I hear the ending of the track, like you're still letting the beat ride out, the lyrics are still going on in my head. Mm-hmm. So I'm still feeling it, still listening mm-hmm. to the track. But we have that, what would you call that little section that we have at the end? Like, what? Why did you put it there? For those of you who haven't heard it, still sleeping. But why Wake would up. You put it there? Like, what was the purpose of that portion of the track of that you and I were talking about?
Well, the reason why is because it only makes sense. The Mount Olympus whole project mm-hmm. was basically a seed that I planted in my head years ago.
Yeah.
I was like 18 years old and I had this idea.
Yep.
I knew this project was coming out. I just didn't know how it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So in the time span of those years, I did all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
I did the critics. I did slow jams. I did the nightcap. So, and I always knew from the beginning, Mount Olympus was coming. I didn't know how, when, or in what form.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that it was coming.
Okay.
And I tried to do all these other things beforehand to help me get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I used slow jams for a platform.
Mm-hmm.
I got that platform.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Nightcap as another platform that I could be spreading the music.
Mm-hmm.
And with the project, I basically tied all the things that I did up to that point
mm-hmm.
with Mount Olympus. I had the slow jam segments
mm-hmm.
and then I had the nightcap segments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was all planned. That's why I say in King, I'm what happens when you plan, nigga.
Nigga, yes.
Planted seeds in the yes. Garden of Eden. Please listen to the words. Because I know you guys, there's a lot of mumbling going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times that you guys are just listening to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you I'm talking something. Like, there's reasons why
mm-hmm.
I'm saying certain things. There's reason why that the songs are in the track list that it is. There's reasons why Matthew was on it, on the segment. There's reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you guys to understand. There's reasons why I say slow jams. This track right here comes from my girl Atlanta. There's reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a plan that I had in my head, and I had to get it right from top to bottom. That's why it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
It was only right.
So you're saying that there's a deeper meaning in every track.
It's like the Bible verses, there's a deeper meaning. I'm not lying.
Jeez, that's one of your verses?
Yes, that's on King. Like the Bible verses, there's a deeper meaning.
Huge.
I'm not lying. Like, people need to understand. I had, like, if you look at my Twitter bio, I had Mount Olympus from like 2015.
Cause you knew.
I knew.
That's crazy.
In my bio, I just changed my bio on Instagram. I had Mount Olympus right there. When it says location, like, where are you from? I had Mount Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
From all the playlists that I was doing with slow jams, I had Voyage to Mount Olympus. I mean, I had Voyage to Olympus. I had Stairway to Nimbus. I was going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We had a journey. Escapade to Europa. I was going somewhere. We were going somewhere this whole time. Now we're here. Who else wants to join? I need everybody to wake up. I was planting the seeds the whole time.
Jeez.
You guys didn't understand it. The hashtag Olympus coming, it was there. It was there from day one. Look at the hashtag and look at all the pictures. You'll understand.
Wow.
Now Olympus is here. The hashtag, pay attention to the details.
Wow.
There's a lot of information in the details that you guys didn't understand. You didn't understand it, and now it's here. And I was so excited to actually do this episode so I can let people understand it. Because I know people sleep on the details. Wake up.
That's
like the Bible verses, there's a deeper meaning. I'm not lying. That's why it sounds like I'm so passionate, because I've been working. I've been working and you guys been sleeping. That's okay though. That's okay, because now we're awake. And it's only going to get crazier from here. I said the beginning of forever. I said this on September 5th, 2019. Believe it. Because next year at this time, we'll be somewhere else.
Wow.
We'll be conquering more things. You got goals? I know you got goals. I got goals.
Facts.
We gonna conquer everything.
I think the last thing I'm gonna say about this whole project, Mount Olympus, is for me personally, and I know for a fact I'm not the only one out there, you put this whole project out and I took it as I truly got inspired by what you did. Because I saw all the stuff you were doing behind the scenes that most people
don't see. They don't see the behind the scenes.
I saw the work.
See the stress.
I was in the studio a couple of times watching, you know, the final pieces coming together. And that truly did inspire me to realize, you know what? What is my gift? What are my talents? And that's why, day after you dropped it, I sent you two songs.
You did. You're not lying.
I was up 2 a.m.
Verses.
I'm just like.
It was a lot. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
I think I can write music. You know, I might be able to dabble. I might be able to sing. You know, fuck. I got on my notepad, just wrote, boom, 2 a.m. First one done. 2:30 came around. Second one done. You know, they're not perfect. They need some working on, whatever. We're going to figure that out. But that just showed me.
E for effort.
Exactly. And you honestly, truly inspired me to do that. Because I always think about these things where I'm like, man, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this, but I never do it. And once you released this project, I was like, shit, I need to do something. I want to do something. And that was the inspiration. That was the boost. And I know I'm not the only person that felt that way. There are other people. I know Blackberry's out there doing his thing. He's got his own projects. Mm. May not be in the music industry, but I know you inspired him and you touched him in a way to do what he's got to do. Because I feel like all of us are just wasting our true potential, and we just need that push. And you seem to be like one of the few people that are out here pushing.
And you're trying,
but like, I mean, your efforts are being noted because
you dropped
an album. Like you dropped it. Like my girl was saying, like she was like, I'm impressed at the fact that even if you don't like the tracks, he dropped an album. Like you took the time to master it, put in the work, all that, like that in itself is impressive. Even if you don't listen to the album, you just see what he did. Wait, there's 13 tracks. Wait, he did this. Wait, there's the album cover. Wait, there's this. Like you put in the time and you didn't half-ass it.
I really tried.
It look professional. Yeah. It's on Apple Music, on Spotify, all this, that, and the other. Like you're not just
shout
like,
out Tidal too. It's on there.
It's on Tidal. You're not just. You could have been like another average SoundCloud artist, you know what I mean? You took the time, energy, money, effort, blood, sweat, and tears, and you did it. So I have to say, truly, 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 congratulations for everything you did.
Thank you.
I see this being successful. I see you taking off. You guys need to stop sleeping. That's it.
What I want to say is that the whole point, and kind of like it transitions to the song that we didn't talk about, Black Stars. That's about my nephew, and it's also about just inspiring the youth. Because at the end of the day, I remember back in grade 6 where my sister had these friends in high school, and when they put a project together back in high school, and I remember back in grade 6 how I was, and when I saw that, that's probably the spark for me, like, yo, this is possible. Because these guys, these are my sister's friends. And they're inspiring me to want to do stuff like that. And that was all the way in grade 6. Sure, it took years after, but like the fact that I'm still talking about that and the fact that I'm still talking, I still listen to their tracks too. Shout out GS Radio. They are Brampton legends to me. And I feel like I want to be like that for the next generation. I want to inspire the kids. I want to inspire the kids. I want to make a difference. I want people to look at Brampton in a different light. I want people to look at me and my friends in a different light. We got to inspire everybody. We got to inspire. We got to try to inspire people. Because at the end of the day, the world is crazy. And you don't know who's going to touch. You don't know what song's going to resonate with somebody. I'm just trying to give you reality. And it's not one way or the other. It's not just club bangers.
Yeah.
It's not just sad music. It's not just sex songs. No, it's a little bit of everything because that's what I am as a human. I'm a little bit of everything. You'll get Maybe I'm mad one day. Maybe I'm sad one day. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just want to smash. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just want to be with my girl all day. Mm-hmm. But, like, I try to give you variety. Because I feel like a lot of the songs out here nowadays, it's the same old thing. The same old topics. Mm-hmm. The same old content. The same old videos. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I missed, like you were saying earlier in the episode, I miss the songs that you can resonate with. Mm-hmm. I miss the songs that make you feel something.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys may not understand the gospel, but the fact that I had Matthew crying in the car. Like,
it was that would fuck me up.
That shook me because I'm like, man. Yeah. That shows me that I'm like, damn, I'm like, maybe I do have something here.
You do.
And like the fact that when I say in Black Stars, what did I say? I'd be the one that inspires the little kid alone. He be sitting in the hall trying to write these rhymes in his rhyme book. Thinking about his bars, they ain't worth shit at all. I remember back in grade 9, my mom would drop me off early, and I would be trying to write rhymes in the book, and I feel like they're trash, and I literally dropped the pen. I dropped the pen, didn't want to look back until late after high school. And I don't want any, if I can stop that kid from dropping the pen early, and I can inspire him, like, you know what, just keep going, you'll get better, you're gonna get better, and I know that I'm gonna get better, still, because you never know at the end of the day.
Facts.
And if you don't try, you'll never know.
Facts.
And I think right there, that's how we should end it off.
Beautiful.
We got more in store.
Yep.
I hope you guys stay tuned in. If you're not tuned in, it's time to wake up. This is Matthew.
Yes, sir.
This is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. Mount Olympus is live, and we out.
The Nightcap.
This is All Mills.
The Nightcap.